This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. The National Gallery of Art here in Washington, D.C., like many museums, has been closed during the pandemic. When it reopens, it will include the collection's first major painting by a Native American artist. John Quick to See Smith is a member of the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes of Montana. The 11-foot-tall mixed-media piece from the artist's I See Red series explores the commercial exploitation of Native culture, Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
At the age of 80, John Quick to See Smith joins Jasper Johns and Andy Warhol in the National Gallery's pop art collection. Kathleen Ash Milby, a curator of Native American art at the Portland Art Museum, wonders what took so long.
What is really jarring specifically about the National Gallery is that it is supposed to represent the art of the nation, and Native American art is a big part of that.
The museum does have photographs and works on paper by Native American artists, but art professor Bill Anthus at Pitzer College says traditionally, even contemporary indigenous artists have been featured in museums of anthropology or Native American culture. He says that's changing with investments by other institutions like the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
It's really an interesting moment where we're starting to recognize that those artists belong in the greater art history, not in a niche.
That recognition will likely come with higher prices for their art, which Anthus says has been undervalued. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.